I hide them in the cabinet. I keep them in a jar. For emergencies, you know, I keep them in the glove compartment of my car. And I can't live without them. They get me high and I can get on booze.
I gotta be honest, Lonnie, I'm right there with you. I'm feeling the Oreo blues myself, because I fear we get to a point where, you know what, no more double stuffed cream filled chocolate little cookies anymore. This is just horrible. I understand today 300 of the workers in Chicago at the Nabisco plant were fired. Call it what you want, laid off. It's still the same thing. No job. Not because the company's in trouble, not because they're losing money, not because, you know, times are tough, certainly not because my kids aren't eating Oreo cookies, but because they're greedy and they want to move overseas. That's what it is. And that's why I've asked Ronald Baker. He's the strategic campaign coordinator with the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers and Grain Miller Union, the BCTGM, about their efforts and really the sad news today. Ronald, thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah, Rick, thank you very much. And appreciate being on the show.
Horrible thing today.
Yeah, horrible thing today. 277 people turning in their uniforms, turning in their company badges, and walking out the door. Many tears, as you can well imagine. But I got to tell you, much hope too. I mean, we've talked to many of them. We had a protest this morning at 6:30 in the morning. We put some yellow crime scene tape up around the front entrance of the plant and basically said that it was a crime scene, crimes against American workers, and we had the press there and made a big announcement today too, that this is not the end of the story. This is the beginning of a new launch in this campaign, and I'll tell you, Rick, what we're doing is we're launching a national consumer education campaign across the country, where we're going to take some of these very articulate people that have been let go today from Mondelez, and we're going to fan them out on the East Coast and on the West Coast and in Chicago and in the Midwest. And we're going to attend every meeting where anybody will hear the story. And we're going to press the boycott by pressing the flesh with people across the country in a personal way. Social media is great, and we're going to continue to use it, but we're going to have these people tell their personal stories to other American workers in the American public so that we can actually, like, boycott these Mexican-made products.
Well, you put them on the list to come here and talk with us here at the Rick Smith Show, because those are stories that I think are incredibly important. But, you know, here's the thing, and I've been saying for a long time, why don't we do this more often when these companies pull this stuff, where the only reason they're leaving is to put more money in their pockets while just devastating communities? I think you guys have done a fantastic job of really kind of making it costly for this company to do this. I don't know that they thought when they devised this scheme that they'd pay this kind of a price.
They never imagined that, you know, their whole thing is, and just to give you an example of a little bit on my opinion on how they think, Hillary Clinton was out here, and, you know, we've had Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, even Donald Trump talking about Oreos, but Hillary Clinton actually showed up across the street from the Nabisco Bakery and visited with us, and we talked about trade, we talked about the plant, we talked about the circumstances with the workers. The night before, Rick, she called Irene Rosenfeld, the CEO, and asked her to reconsider her position about pulling these jobs out of Chicago, and quite frankly, Hillary Clinton's Reader's Digest version of that phone call was that she was extremely disappointed. Now, there's a reason for that. It's because the arrogance of this company. And it gets back to what you were talking about earlier when it says they never expected. See, they expect that whatever they want, whenever they want, and whenever they choose to do it, that people are just going to, like, sit back and acquiesce to their position. And they never thought that the BCTGM or labor-friendly people or social conscious people across the country would actually adhere to this campaign. And I got to tell you, this thing is picking up steam every day. And we are they're not going to save their $46 million a year. As a matter of fact, by the time this is over, they'll be wishing they had left these jobs in the United States, in the Chicago bakery, because they'll never, ever pay for that monstrosity they built in Salinas.
And to me, if you make an example out of an Oreo or something that I think iconically American, you make an example of maybe you slow down or shut down some of the future folks who want to be like them.
Well, exactly. I mean, it is setting an example. But I got to tell you, the American people are beginning to realize, and you can feel the change in the wind from the political side of it to how people view trade deals or whatever. The American people are saying enough's enough. These corporations and people that support these corporations have sucked the absolute marrow out of the bones of the American economy, and are leaving the biggest consumer base in the world an absolutely hollow shell of itself, and actually killing the goose that laid the golden egg, which I've said many times.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because you know you hear an awful lot, Ron, that consumers have power, and I talk all the time about, you know, when Hershey decided they were going to move 1,500 jobs from here in Hershey, Pennsylvania, down to Mexico, you know, we said, you know, check the bag. And, you know, when I buy it, I absolutely do check the bag. Sadly, I don't buy it as much as I used to, simply because I don't want to have to go through that every time. But there's got to be an education process of we, the consumer, we've got power here.
Absolute power. I mean, 5% of the world's population live within the confines of the United States of America, and we consume 25% of the world consumables. And I got to tell you, you look what's happening around the world. You look what's happening in Europe, what's happening in South America. The only steady nest for these corporations to make a profit happens that it will come on the backs of the United States consumer. And we can dictate, by being particular about what we want and voting at the cash register, we can dictate how they do business in the future. And if they don't want to abide by the U.S. consumer's opinion, then they'll just fall prey to the philosophy that if they make it cheap enough, it'll be bought. But that's not the case.
Yeah, but let me ask
you. By the
you
time
this.
We're done, by the time we're done on their Mexican-made product, it won't matter what they make it for. Our intent is to have people not to buy it. And if they don't buy it, regardless of the cost, there's no reason to put a plant in Salinas, Mexico.
I'm with you. But let me ask you this, because it comes back to our policy. You said, you know, voting at the cash register. You know, I'm talking about voting at the ballot box for
yes.
people who brought us this. I mean, the reality is for 20-some years, we've been saying, labor people in particular have been saying, these open-border free trade agreements that allow companies like Mondelez and others, there have been thousands before, to get up, move to another country, and then bring their products back here with no tariff, no penalty whatsoever, is a failed scheme, and it's only going to harm American workers. I've been hearing that for 20-plus years.
Yep.
And yet here we are at the end of this, another in a long line of examples, Ron.
Well, it's time, and people are realizing it's time. It's time to make sure that politicians you elect office actually do the things that keep you, your family, economically safe, economically secure. And the truth of the matter is, whether they're an R or whether they're a D, it's as bad to sit back and allow things to happen that are negative on these trade deals and say nothing as it is to be the one that pushes them forward. And we got to make sure that the people that we elect to office are going to be our advocates after the election, as they say they're going to be during the campaign for that office.
And right there was the fundamental reason that I began this program over a decade ago. I sat in my union hall and I heard politicians come in and swear upon the holy word that they were going to do this, that, the other thing, only to turn around as soon as they walked out the door and go the other way. And I said, you know what? We've got to be holding them accountable. And to me, this is another one of those opportunities to hold people's feet to the fire.
Well, you see what's happening in American politics today. I mean, things that people would have never thought would have happened. You see a Republican Party trying to actually deep six their front runner because he's not an establishment candidate. You see the rise of Bernie Sanders, which you could have never, ever run a campaign like that 12 years ago. That's indicative of the fact that the favorability rating is 8% among the American population on how Congress is doing their job. That goes across both parties. We need to elect people that, like you said, that give us the promise to begin with and follow through with the action after their election.
Yeah, I had a listener who not too long ago sent me an email saying that that I think it was cockroaches and herpes are more popular than Congress.
Well, yeah, it's true. But, one thing I will tell you that, we have a campaign office right across from the Nabisco Bakery, which I'm sure Nabisco and Mondelez love. People are coming over here. We're talking to them about the issues. Quite frankly, the company's fed them a lot of garbage on the plant site as to what will happen in the future, et cetera, which is totally contrary to, the things that we know to be true. And, it's a real shame that even as they're going out the door, the company is filling their heads with propaganda and things like that. But, we're going to prevail here. We're going to win. We're going to win against what many people, especially this company, believes are odds that we cannot get over. In bargaining, Rick, they're trying to take their defined benefit pension plan in addition to sending 600 jobs to Mexico. There's never any end to this. But I'll tell you this, there is an end to it if the American people stick together and do not allow it to happen anymore.
Right.
PPP's in trouble right now because the American people have said enough's enough.
So let me ask you another set of questions. And what's going to happen to the plant once the 600 workers are going to go? Is there still going to be a presence there? Are they closing that? What happens to that?
Yeah, there's going to be a presence here. See, they pulled their core products out. Their core products are their money makers. They call their Oreo the billion-dollar cookie because it makes them about that every year. Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Honeygrams and Oreo are headed to Mexico. They're going to leave the lesser brands here. But quite frankly, if you think about it, you have a 1.5 million square foot facility right here. It was at one time the biggest bakery in the world. And you're going to have six or seven lines out of the 16 that are running in there right now that remain if they have their way. And you can see their promises of this is always going to be here and we're always going to have these jobs, as hollow as their promises were that they were going to reinvest in U.S. manufacturing.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. What happens to these workers now? Obviously, they'll get some trade adjustment assistance. But if history shows us anything, what happens to them? What happens to their earning potentials? What happens to their family, or do we know?
Well, there are those things. There are TRA or what in those type of things. But, you think about it. I mean, some of these people are not in a position to where they will return to school. When you're over 50 years old or you're 45 years old and you got a family of three and people to support, even though it's a great program, if you look at the jobs available in America today based on these bad trade deals, what do you really get trained for? You can remember way back in the 80s or in the late 80s when they had training programs, everybody was trained to be a truck driver.
Yep.
Well, you can only have so many truck drivers.
Especially now that they're going to be autonomous. They're going to be driving themselves soon.
Yeah, exactly. But, I'll tell you, there's great hope here. We are redoubling our efforts on this campaign. We are not going to give up. Mondelez had never expected that 600 jobs would create them this kind of chaos. And I got to tell you, Rick, what they're trying to do across the country. They're having major promotions on buying Oreos, and they're half price, and they're giving some away in Ohio or whatever. But none of that will offset the absolute truth of what they're doing with not only American workers, with workers all across the world. They about sunk Cadbury already because they cheapened the product and they moved to work cheaper economies. and they're doing it with Nabisco too. So they can't get out of their own way when it comes to like making good business decisions.
The sad reality is still today 277 workers have lost their job and more is coming. Good on you guys for standing up and fighting. If you want to check out their website, fightforamericanjobs.org is the site. We've got a link at thericksmithshow.com. Just click on Ronald's name. Ronald, best of luck, and I'd love to have you come back and talk to us as your tour goes around the country.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for all the support in the past, and we look forward to talking to you in the future, Rick.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Ron. Ronald Baker, Strategic Campaign Coordinator there with the BCTGM. Again, fightforamericanjobs.org, fightforamericanjobs.org, the website. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around.
Yeah, I don't want to lose. Chocolate covered cream filled cookie.